I remember that song. I say that because Sharon sang that song at the moment that Craig died in the hospital. As soon as she started singing that, Craig went. Dear friends, there's a big difference between being down and out and just being down but not out. We might be thinking that we're gathering here to make a statement about Craig being down and out. You know, isn't that what a funeral is about? Craig has died, and in such a really surprising way in some ways. Just because 2 or 3 months ago he was hunting in his regular routine and really enjoying that journey and what he had done in the fall. Just a few weeks ago he was crabbing on the shore with you, Sharon, and having a good time, really 3 weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago, he's having conversations with many of us, and Craig was so, so strong as a person. The thought was when he went into the hospital at Lebanon that in a matter of moments, in a matter of hours, he would recover. He was strong. He had battled through tough times before, and that he would make it through. Even a couple days before he died, Saturday, October 30th, I thought that, yeah, it was tough, but Craig was strong, and that he would come through as he had in the past. The talk in the family, and I didn't get specific details about this, but they said that Craig wanted everything. Is that true? Yeah? Craig wanted everything. He did die, November 1st. And before I really get into the meat that I want to share with you, Sharon, I just want to share my sorrow for you, the three of you. There was clarity there on how much your dad meant to you. I could see it, and how much he meant to you as a husband, and how much you loved and cared for him. It was so crystal clear. And how much Craig meant for many of us that are gathered here, but especially the three of you and the extended family. As I think about it, I think the message that Craig would want to share with you is the same message that God would want you to hear. And that's this. There's a big difference between being down and out and being down but not out. You know, because of Jesus, Craig's death is not a moment in which he's down and out. It's a moment in which he was just down. And because of Jesus, he has now been guided to a place of eternal peace, comfort, and rest. How can I say that this morning in front of all of you? I'd like for us to just take a quick glance at the gospel reading from Luke chapter 10 and the parable of the Good Samaritan, recognized worldwide, not just in Christianity, but in all circles as an amazing story. If we take a look at this man that's beaten, he is a man who you would describe as down and completely out. If anyone was described that way, it's this man, the man that's beaten on the side of the road. He had been traveling 20 miles from two cities, Jerusalem, which is about 2,300 feet above sea level, and he had gone down in a descent to this city called Jericho. It's actually the lowest point on the entire earth on land, Jericho, 1,300 feet below sea level at the Dead Sea, a 3,600-foot drop. This is not a place in which you wanted to get beaten up and put on the side of the road. This road that he was on was notorious for robbery and crime. Thieves were around every corner looking for someone to take advantage of. And as the story is shared by Jesus, you get a hint that the Levite and priest, that when they pass by, this guy is a goner. There's no one who's going to help him. He's out of finances. He's out of health and well-being. He doesn't have any friends. Doesn't have any food, doesn't have a mode of transportation, doesn't have water. If the Good Samaritan came along and just gave him one of those things, like water or food or shelter, just one of those things, we would say, what an exceptional person, what a kind person. But do you recognize this morning that the Good Samaritan supplied everything. Everything that this man needed. Protection, health, finances, a place to live. The point of the Good Samaritan is simply to say this. If you have someone in your life that is a Good Samaritan, there is no place that you can go, no situation that you can be in, even death, in which that Good Samaritan will come and turn everything around and make things so much better. Sharon, Craig believed that he had a Good Samaritan. That was Jesus. That's not to say that Craig was perfect. He was a sinner. We all are sinners. And sin is destructive. It leads us down windy paths like Jerusalem to Jericho on paths that we really shouldn't go. Sin takes us to places where we are beaten up in life and we're not where we're meant to be. Sin does lead us to death. The scriptures say, Romans especially, the wage of sin is death. But the Good Samaritan has reached Craig. He hasn't given him just a cup of water or something nice. He has supplied everything. Out of his sacrifice and the blood that he shed, he has paid his debt. He is free. Jesus has supplied a mode of transportation to deliver Craig where he needs to be, that mode of transportation being his grace. Jesus has supplied protection, eternal rest, and security for Craig. He's got it all. And I have to think that Craig held that deeply in his heart, and by holding that thought deeply in his heart, that explains the attributes that we all saw in the way that he lived his life. I saw a couple of attributes very clearly in Craig. One was, he was very secure. Now, not a man of a lot of words, but he was very secure in who he was and the decisions that he made. He expressed that when the doctor came to share with him about the surgery that was coming. It was either Friday or Saturday, I wasn't there, but the doctor had shared this with you, Sharon, that heading into this surgery, there was a 5% chance that Craig might not make it. And Craig said essentially this. He said, I don't want to keep on going the way that I am. I'm not going to get any better. I would really like to have the surgery, and if I get better, I'm in the hands of the Good Samaritan, is what I was actually thinking that he was thinking when he said that. Or if I die, I'm also in the hands of a Good Samaritan that can turn everything around. He was so secure and committed when he made that decision. No regrets. He's in the hands of the Good Samaritan, and you know that. Another attribute of Craig's that was just very noticeable was his commitment to people. I believe that came from a deep faith inside that he knew his Good Samaritan was committed to him. He was committed to you, Sharon. When the two of you look at each other, it's like without any words, like you're communicating so much and on a different level. The love is so deep. The house that he built, it was for you. It was the one house he did build. And every time you walk in it, it can remind you of the commitment that he has for you and the joy that you had in your retirement years. And a commitment to his children. Angela and Dell, he loved you very deeply. A commitment to chosen children. For those that are gathered here, they had a special term for the spouses of their children. They were called their chosen children. I've never heard anyone say that before. Craig and Sharon viewed their children, of course, as the children God gave them, but they viewed the spouses that were chosen of their children as their chosen children and special. Jen and Alan, that's who we're talking about. Craig was committed to this church. When Craig first came to Peace Lutheran, we called him the chauffeur. He did the driving and brought Sharon here to church from Lebanon, and his relation, you know, was kind of in the background. And in about a month, see, that commitment came out. And he was no longer a chauffeur. He was a part of this church. He was committed to this church. That's who he was. That was an attribute that he had. Back in the spring, when there were a string of funeral services at this church, Craig had already been diagnosed, I believe, with leukemia at this point. He had an immunocompromised system. He served for fellowship at those funerals. I took notice. It was commitment. Actually, what it was a fruit of a faith that was deep within his heart. A faith that he knew he had a good Samaritan that could turn everything around in his life. My friends, I think there's something that each one of us can take away from today and live with hope, but also just enormous confidence. And that is this. There, with the good Samaritan on our side, there is no place that we can go in which we are down and out. We may be down, but we're never down and out. The good Samaritan can turn everything around. And there will be days of mourning and tears in the days ahead. You may feel down, but that's not down and out. That's just a sign of your love and care for Craig. We all will wander the way of sin. It's just the way of the broken human nature that we have. But that doesn't mean we're down and out. It just means we're down. The good Samaritan can turn that around. And each one of us will die. That doesn't mean we're down and out. The good Samaritan can come and turn that around as well for each one of us. And he will. We can live with Craig's attributes as well. Being secure. Living a full and abundant life. I believe Craig would want us to do that in these days for him. And live with joy. I see you smiling. We can live with commitment to our friends and our loved ones. Knowing that there's a good Samaritan that will be committed to us, we can and take us to where we need to be, we can be more committed to one another. We do have that good Samaritan that will ultimately guide us to a place in which we'll see our loved ones face to face and with Jesus. I heard from Craig that he had a life goal. I heard it this way. We can talk about it later if I got this right or wrong. But I heard it this way. His life purpose was to see Sharon face to face and to also see his Savior Jesus face to face. That was his goal. And that day will come because we're never down and out. With the Good Samaritan on our side, we're just down. And he takes us to that perfect place where there is no more sorrow, no more tears, and there will be rest. May that be your comfort today. Amen.